It's Christmas, but the church is taking us to the resurrection with our gospel today. We celebrate today the Apostle John, who wrote this gospel, and he refers to himself. He was the first one to arrive at the tomb, but he waited until Peter got there. Peter, now as head of the church, was the first to walk into that tomb, and yet the gospel ends with John describing what he experienced. He saw and he believed. As human beings, we respect the laws of nature. We study them in biology. We study them in science class when we were in grade school and high school, and many go off to university and college to study these laws of nature. The Word became flesh. He didn't follow the laws of nature. Beginning with Mary, who was born immaculately conceived. That's not in the laws of nature. That Jesus himself would be born without sin, that's not in the laws of nature. And as that baby grows up from the crib, making blind people see and crippled people walk, bringing Lazarus back from the dead, and today's gospel, resurrection, it's not the laws of nature. We as a people, as Christians, like our Lord who's been incarnated into our world, we Christians are people. We live in the world and we follow the laws of nature, but we're looking way beyond them. We move from the crib. We don't stay there. We even move from the cross. We don't stay there. We move to the crown, which is the gift that God wants for all of us. Behold, I make all things new. John, his reflections in his gospel, the three letters that he wrote in the book of Revelation, are spiritual works to help us move beyond the laws of nature, to understand that when the Word became flesh, it was a Word that points us to heaven. And yet it's here that we experience the kingdom of God. That's the central message of Jesus' preaching that we see particularly in the Gospel of John. The kingdom of God is here, only in its beginning. And we Christians have the opportunity to radiate and to manifest that kingdom. The Eucharist doesn't follow the laws of nature. We're going to believe in a moment that bread and wine will be transformed into the body and blood of Jesus, and we're going to consume it. And for a moment, we too are going to be like Mary, who carried in her womb the body and blood of Jesus. And we're going to magnify the greatness of the Lord in the ways in which we Catholics live our faith. So today, as the church honors and remembers and reflects upon the Apostle John and the writings which help us better understand the Word that became flesh, a Word that goes beyond the laws of nature, let us pray that we Catholics will be able to move beyond what the world has to offer and show the world that the kingdom of God is here.